Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. As BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you say you mob yarn up strong? Let's jump straight in it. Going to catch up a yarn there with Ben Armstrong, Indigitech CEO, and Digitech, awesome Black, and Meta. Launch new AR deadly emo fiddler, filter, that is, for PAX 2022. Murray, run this teeth in for somebody else. Sorry, bear with me. Ben on the line. Ben, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just tripping all over my words here, but all good, my brother.
You're good. You got it.
I got it. Thank you, my brother. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Ben.
Yeah, my mom's Rodri Mob. We're from over past the other side of Blue Mountains here in New South Wales, up to Mudgee Way. So,
Daily footprint.
It's
the Highlands.
It's really mad to be with you.
Yeah, no, brother.
Yeah.
Good to have you, and thank you very much. So, you're CEO of Indigitech, talking about Awesome Black and Meta Launch. Before we go into that, tell us a bit about Indigitech and you being the CEO. How long you've been the CEO? How long has Indigitech been operating for?
Yeah, so no problems. Indigitech's been operating for 8 years now, and as a not-for-profit. Before that, it was just a bunch of blackfellas that we just met in the pub, because we were...
just met in the pub, like, having a yarn and got into business.
Just having a yarn, like, why are we the only, you know, five or six blackfellas that we know that work in tech companies? Mm. You know, this is something that's you know, the future... being, you know, we could see the future was digital.
Yes.
And we were like, you know, this is not good, right? We want to try and fix this, or at least try and help address it. So that's where Indigitech kind of came from, come from those yarns.
So it's a private company?
It's a not-for-profit charity,
okay.
Actually.
Lovely.
And it was all volunteer run for a long time.
Mm.
And then most recently, I left my job in corporate, and we have other employees, and I just kind of came over to help sort of push it forward, right? Just to say, hey, let's work and try and move the needle a little bit further.
Sure. So how many on board with Indigitech, and how many First Nation people on board?
So we have three employees, all First Nations. Indigitech's a wholly First Nations operated and run organization, and not for profit, yeah.
All right, fantastic. So we're talking about a launch here, new AR, deadly emote, a filter for PAX 22. So tell us about this, please.
Oh, this is amazing. So we started off in the COVID lockdowns and looked at ways that we could continue to engage with community, especially the community in the tech space, the gaming space. And we started what's called a Twitch channel. So just online streaming of content.
Okay.
And with that Twitch channel, one of the things that you do is you get little emotes for people, so they can, like, whatever, use those emotes in conversation in the chat.
Sure.
And so we wanted to make that, obviously, as representative of the types of, you know, sayings that we'll say.
Yes.
When we're together. So we've got a bunch of emotes, right? We've got Deadly, Gammon, Look Out,
yep.
You know, True
yep.
God. We've got sure. all these emotes.
Good. And, that black people relate to, brother.
Exactly. And so we got a Lama Lama artist, Life of Ruby or Ruby Red, to kind of put them together, because she's got this great fun style about her art, and that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then that from there we created this extra community of streamers and gamers, and we're all big fans of PAX, we were going to PAX.
Exactly. Brother, we were talking about communication with our mob across the country in all facets, whether we're talking employment, health, sports, whatever. Nothing beats black on black. But here you have black on black in the digital space. You know what I mean? This is the 21st century. This is the information age. And, change with the times will get left behind. Well, now we've got a space, we've got black space, where black people can feel comfortable and have that yarn and using the slangs, is what you're saying. Good communication.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's what we did at PAX. We created a whole community room for First Nations people to be there and have a place where they can come and yarn and sit. So we were like, hey, if we're going to have this room at PAX, let's create a collector's item, this enamel pin, this pinny arcade from Ruby's Art.
And emphasize, we're talking the yarn. We're just having a yarn. We're not gossiping, eh?
Not gossiping, just having a yarn. That's it. And you know, we went, okay, if we created this pin, why don't we create an augmented reality version of this?
Excellent.
And that's how we got all the way from a piece of, like a little emote, that first bit of art with Ruby, all the way through to this augmented reality partnership with Meta and Awesome Black to really just, you know, make it fun.
Sure.
But also to be that sort of to showcase that blackfellas, we can take art and we can turn it, go through this whole process to make it fun, relatable, collectibles. We can make it digital and we can get it out there. But also that, you know, it wasn't that easy to do because we've never been in that place. But with those programs, we can do it. So that's like the launch pad, right?
Fantastic.
For us to say, this can be a lot more blackfellas can do this if we just support them and get there. So, yeah.
So Ben, how do brothers and sisters out there, how do they engage in this deadly emote filter?
Yeah, so you can go to, at the moment, you just go and find in Digitech _network on Instagram. And then it'll be there, or you can just look up Deadly Emote on the filters in Instagram.
Sure.
There will be a web page coming soon, but it's kind of being built at the moment.
Okay.
That will have like a whole story on there, and obviously the QR code. Mm. Or check out our socials, whether it's Awesome Black or in Digitech on Twitter. Mm. You might have to scroll through or find the QR code and use that too, but. That's the easiest
What you're saying is go on social media, go walk about, and you'll find us, is what you're saying, brother.
Exactly.
Hey, brother, good yarn with you. Congratulations. And look, beginning's half done. And look, from little things, big things grow. You know, we should write a song about that. But that's how you started, Ben, and it inspires our people out there to get active in life, you know. And if you've got a concept, an idea, act on it. You don't know where it can take you. Hey, Ben, is what I'm picking up.
Absolutely, and you know, if you know, ultimately, we want to see more mob with access opportunity in these spaces, and being able to be a part of the changes, as you said, like the world's changing and the digital future,
just
really the digital now, to be honest, and we want to, you know, help foster that, and we want to see that change as we go forward. So, you know, if there's anyone out there who wants to talk about that and talk about a career or talk about opportunities, just reach out to Digitech. Just reach out to us and
Digitech.
We're happy to have those yarns and connect up. Absolutely.
Ben Armstrong, you're too deadly. I will text you later, my brother. You take care.
You got it.
Take care, brother.
So bye-bye. Have a mad day. Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Ben Armstrong, CEO of Digitech, and just talking about that deadly space there in Digitech. Awesome Black and Meta. Launch new AR Deadly Emote filter for PAX 2022. So go on Instagram, search for it in Digitech, and have that yarn and join the conversations. To Deadly Mob, have you saying yarn up strong? National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.
Shadows as the leaves are blown. When that old wind blows on a weary windy Sunday, like an old friend keeps knocking, an old friend keeps knocking at my home. I've been moved. Watching the nature slowly turning through the seasons and the patterns that you breathe. And as the morning star proceeds, the breaking of the day, upon the black crows already, the black crows already on the way. Well, I've been moved.
Yeah, I've been moved. That's Dan Kelly. Hope I'm moving you here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Nakari. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Now, Gawu Wanyara Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Conference, shining a light on Aboriginal health. The University of Melbourne is holding the 7th annual Gawu Wanyara Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Conference on Yuru Yuru Country in Shepparton Online. And some of the topics being explored include culturally tailored healthcare, listening to Indigenous knowledges, and the value of Aboriginal people in Victoria's Goulburn Murray region. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Professor Lisa Burke, Director of University Department of Rural Health, the University of Melbourne. On the line, Professor, good morning. How are you, Lisa?
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Shepparton, Victoria, so about 2 hours north of Melbourne.
All right. We would say up here in Cairns, far north Queensland, cold country, cold.
Yeah, well, it's cooling down rain.
Yeah, thank you. It is. And thinking of you guys, thank you for coming to the program. Look, very important conversation. So we're talking about the Gawu Wanyara Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Conference, shining a light on Aboriginal health. So seventh conference. So this is an annual thing, yes?
Yeah, that's right. We have a conference every year where we invite all our conference. The goal of our conference is to privilege First Nation voices in how health and wellbeing is going, and to highlight some of the successes, you know, to highlight, you know, what people are doing out there in community and, what's working and so forth. So we have people from across Australia either come to Shepparton or attend online and tell us about the healthcare they're providing, or maybe they're doing some education and training and privileging, you know, the putting culture first in a way.
Exactly. Yeah. And when we're talking health, we're talking the whole aspect, the physical, mental, emotional and, spiritual sense, yes?
Yes, that's correct. In a very broad sense. We had a range of presentations on all sorts of things. There were papers on justice, deaths in custody and moving forward, and other papers on healing, as well as papers on specific aspects of healthcare, such as diabetes, eye health, cardiac and cancer.
I noticed your keynote speakers, Adam Goods, ex-AFL footballer and anti-racism advocate, Commissioner Sue Ann Hunter, Yuruk Justice Commission. So if you look at those people of that calibre are delivering the conversation, adding to the conversation. And Adam Goods talking about, anti-racism advocate, talking about that space, because that affects the health, does it not?
Oh, completely. And, Adam and many others at the conference were talking about that racism as, a determinant of health. You know, people being worried about where they go and, you know, how they might be received, people feeling they're not heard or discriminated against or seen last and so forth.
Professor, we also got, here we are in the 21st century, and we got the social media, so the so-called bullying tactics or defamation, that's that sort of stuff, you know, if we're talking racism. But health in all aspects is what I'm picking up with this deadly conference coming up.
Yep, that's right. That's right, yep. And we accept papers on all sorts of topics. So Adam set the day with his talking about his story and, the effect of racism on him, but also how he's, you know, found the strength as
to overcome it.
Overcome it and heal it and move on in his life.
Fantastic.
A lot about his family, yeah.
So this conference is annually, seventh year running. Does the venue change?
Sometimes we have it at different venues. It It depends. This year we had it at our little university campus in Shepparton. We had about 150 people there and another 150 people online. And we brought in the IT experts to make sure that ran all right.
Yes, exactly.
And last year we had it fully online, just, you know, to be safe. We didn't want to crowd out a room.
Well, if you look at, you've got to look for the good in every situation, and it's so sad that we're still operating in the space of COVID-19. But when it first came to the surface, it changed our world. And then we're talking about, the good thing about that is we all got savvy, or all got focused on, delivery of conferences, for example, using IT.
Yeah, that's right. And for some people out in remote areas, I think the online version gives them access to a conference that,
yes,
you know, would take them a couple of days to get to.
Exactly.
But we also had Shannon Drake from our local community talk about, COVID, the response of our Rumbalara Aboriginal Medical Service during COVID, and many of the things they did to support local community to come in and get tested and vaccinated and those kind of things. So it was a topic at the conference.
Beautiful. So we're talking about a conference that has virtually an open mic, so to speak. So whatever topic you want to talk regarding health and mental, physical, emotional, spiritual sense, all ears sort of thing, yes?
Yep. And we'll be having it next year. So if anyone's interested to come and share their story and what they've been doing in their community around, as you say, all aspects of health and, putting culture first and putting those... First Nations stories and how things, could be done, where we'd love to have them.
Well, hats off to you and your team, and look, fantastic. It is. We should have more of this in the sense of communication and yarning, and that in itself is a beautiful medicine. But thank you very much, Professor Lisa. All the best, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. That's Professor Lisa Burke, and Director of University Department of Rural Health, the University of Melbourne, and talking about the shining light on Aboriginal health. And that's the Gawu Wanara Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Conference, which happens every year. And this is the seventh year it's been running, so fantastic. And it's good to have that platform. And also the internet, the Zoom conference, the connection for people in remote or people who can't get there or got a lot on their plate. Well, they can... check out the Deadly Conference online. There it is. Have you seen Yanup Song here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mother, dear mother, where is it gone? Our place of remembrance, our dancing, our song. Who are these people who do us this wrong? Why did they come here? 'Cause they don't want to belong. Please, Mother, tell me why everything's changed. They got not dreaming the same. Well, their way has been shown in the things they call books, but ours is a land, the water and rocks. Why, mother, do they move them? Don't they understand they trails have been slashed. Mother, dear mother, protect us from them. Return us our culture and our corroborees we'll see.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Naked. She's native and naked. She takes me down and washes my body. She holds me in her arm and warms my heart. She pushes into my mouth with the smell from future voices. She multitudes my soul into many magnificent beliefs. She never is betrayed, huh? Ain't no mountain fireplace gonna encounter here being scarred. Ain't tiptoe intense kiss gonna undress your lips. She has powers in dignity, and her nights endure my feelings with the moon or stars. She turned my life's passion too beautifully for sleeping whispering. Glory travels worthy in her lyric spirit. I am fragile in mind, but she comes in galaxy memorized. Some outrageous reality remains in this society. But she comes down plundering, moved by radio haters. She has been disappearing. She has been reappearing. She is the spice of earth and is the Psalms of privatization. Tangle up in flesh matters. My embracement are mine. Branches of a thing now called goals of agony. But she takes this over bridges. But she has private ears and love. Body speaking for everything she gave as spoken. But my rough yearning became strangerhood. For I praise her touch happening in her stages. She's my friend, I sort of love her. But sick as me, I believe in air returns. She's a native, naked. She's native and naked.
tree has been burning along the salty shores. Horizontal dreaming. Now the land.
Yeah, Desert Wind, the Pigroom Brothers, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live here at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindinji country. And that is BBM, Bumbi Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. A big shout out to the NERS team based down at Brisbane at the Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. And big shout out to Jai and his Delhi Mob down there as well. So big shout out to Delhi Black Network, the First Nation Radio Station across the country. Thank you for being you. And look, have you saying yarn up strong. If you're on the shy side, don't act your mob. You're not shy, but you can text the brother 045-714-0550. And for you finger keyboard mob, BBM 98.7 FM, check out our Facebook page as well. All right, today we're going to catch up with a lad here by the name of Dennis McIntosh, who's a co-playwright of I Is Maggie. And we're talking about a play that's happening here at Jutes at Bulmaja, and that's happening on Friday. So a very good morning to Dennis McIntosh. How are you going, my brother?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Yeah, good, brother. Before we start, we'd like to say who you mob, where you're from. Who's Dennis McIntosh? And tell us your story before we go into the yarn, brother.
Well, it's a bit of a windy road, but just very quickly. Born in Townsville. Dad was a boilermaker, but we were really from Newcastle. But we moved to Melbourne when we were young. So I set off as a shearer in my early life. So worked around out the outback quite a bit. And then moved into tunnelling. swim coaching, and eventually became a teacher. And
as a high school teacher?
High school English teacher and ESL teacher, and worked mostly remote. So then we moved in the Territory for a few years, and we went through probably about 17 different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and we found ourselves in Cairns.
Yes.
And
this is home now?
Cairns is home. We spent 2 years up in Bamaga, which was great. Still got a children, and I do see some of them down at Warree. I work at Warree 2 days a week as a teacher. And this is my third publication. I've written Beaten by a Blow was my first book on the life of shearers, and then I wrote a little book on tunnelling, the life of tunnellers.
Okay.
And this is in a similar vein on the...
It's a book, but you brought it on the stage.
Yeah, this has been written for the stage, okay, but I still call it a you know, a manuscript around industrial life. It's based on my wife's story.
And your wife's name is Maggie.
Maggie. And okay, she would say, you know, someone would say, "Who are you?" And she'd say, "I is Maggie," you know, because she wouldn't be able to use the "I am Maggie."
Oh, broken English. And where's Maggie from?
So Maggie's from Thailand.
Okay.
So she's a migrant to this country, came over in 2008. And she's got three kids.
Okay.
And a few grandkids now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been with me in a lot of those remote journeys. And we found ourselves living in Cairns from about the end of 2015.
Okay.
And we've made Cairns home. We love
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. So when you look at the play that we're talking about here, I is Maggie. So we're talking about the broken English, being a Thai woman, coming to the Big Island here in Australia. Yep. Well, she would be indigenous, but not of this country.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, let's call it what is the elephant in the room. Racism. She would have picked that up being in this country.
Yes. Well, it's there's open racism, and then there's sort of systematic sort of racism where, you know, she goes to a job, she might not be treated the same, and she hasn't got the tools to sort it out. You know, sort out what's going on at work without any unions there, without any anybody there standing up for people who can't access any literature.
Yes.
They've got enough basic English. But understanding the culture is also embedded in the language, but there's not really a language necessarily to explain the culture. So we learn that. And that sometimes that's very, very hard for migrants to learn. And I'd come home from work, and she'd come home and sit down, and she'd give me a feed and wait till I finished and say, "Okay, ear open," she'd say.
Yeah.
"Ear open." And then she'd act out for her day as well as talk about it. And I was thinking, this is a pretty good story. And, of course, it fits in with all my other research and writing around industrial life.
But there were good stories and bad stories.
There were good stories and
sad stories
and
angry stories.
Frustration and confusion.
Yes.
And that level of sexism as well, when you're a Thai woman and walking down the street, or, you know, people have got assumptions of you and how did you get here, and, you know, rice brides.
Or go back to your own country.
Yeah, go back to your own country. You know, she tried to tell them she was an Australian. She had an Australian citizenship. She had an Australian, you know, she'd passed the test.
But even her English wasn't perfect.
No.
But that's what they queried, and you know, well, racism straight away starts.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we've got the play here, and that's happening this Friday.
Starts on opening night on Friday,
which is Bulmajar.
Yep.
And
it goes for about 8 sessions, so I think it's over 7 or 8 nights.
Okay, rightio.
So it's got a few.
So it's like a series.
It's repeated, of course, but they just don't put it on once.
Okay.
It'll be put on about seven or eight times, and then there's a matinee Saturday week.
Okay, so, and that's the launch is this Friday?
The launch is Friday night, opening night.
Okay. And of course, would Maggie be there?
Maggie will be there, her children will be there. We've got, there's Thai people.
Has she been a part of the rehearsals and what have you?
To a degree. She's very prominent in the creative development when we were forming it, so, and her daughter.
She's not acting?
No, she's not. No, they've got professional actors.
Okay.
And the actors are from Sydney.
Yep.
And New South Wales, and the director, who's Thai, is from Thailand.
Okay.
Educated at Melbourne College of Arts, so she's got an understanding of both cultures.
Yes.
And she's come in as a really, she's so enthusiastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's terrific. And the actors who are Thai.
Yes.
have loved it because they work in Australia as actors and singers and so on. They're professionals.
Yes. Yes.
But this is something very close to a lot of people's hearts that are heavily involved, and a lot of people put their heart and soul into this.
Sure.
Over and above myself as the writer or Maggie as the storyteller.
A beautiful team of people making it work, delivering the message, so to speak. And when you look at racism, which we need to stamp out across the board, whether it be in schools, on sports, in sports, in school, at the workplace, just in life itself, you're not born with racism.
No,
and the sad thing is you're taught it and it stays within you. It can be untaught as well.
Well, look, I've had a lot of experience of working in different cultures, and the thing is sometimes we can – it's very easy for organisations to have representations of diversity.
Mm.
But unless people in power, if you like my own way of saying, decommission that power – it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to let go of that power, decommission it. Now, this is as old as the Bible, or you can go back thousands of years.
Exactly.
It's not a new thing about not getting more power, not being more. Mm. It's about letting go of.
Sure.
And that allows other people to breathe, allows other people to exist in their own way.
Mm. Well, to me, sharing and caring is the power.
Yeah.
You're empowered by doing that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a good tingle in the heart.
Well, see,
when you're helping
Jute really, they've tried to specialise in this. You know, they've got lots of diversity. Mm. They're looking for that. And if it wasn't for that, what would you call it, their ethos of telling different stories, this story possibly wouldn't be told. I mean, half the theatre companies will still put on Shakespeare or Noel Coward's play, you know, all these very old white long-term plays.
Exactly.
And I'm not criticising, the quality of some of them.
No.
But they've been played and replayed and they fill up the gap. They fill up that place.
Yes. Well, if you look at it, plays, movies, books, stories, songs, dance, they all deliver a message. So you're using, I as Maggie as a message to deliver through a play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic, brother.
And, it's been a great experience for me as a writer to – I've had a front row seat in the life of
but
a –
But turn it into life.
Yeah, but
– A writer from
in
a
the
book
life
to
of,
a play.
Yeah, in the life of my wife's – of a migrant woman with poor English, I've had a front row seat in how she's had to negotiate that.
Yeah.
And I'm still very proud of her because I know each day when she goes out, the lack of confidence she's got or the struggle that she might have that you don't see.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, look, she just carries that every day. And that's just one person.
Sure, exactly.
And, she's a pioneer because she wanted a better life for her children.
Yeah, sure.
And
exactly.
So she's made the hard decision to come and she's breaking the ice, for those that will follow.
Well, brother, I, as a black man, I like to think I'm pretty much educated, but got a love for life, love for people, down to earth, smile, talk to anybody, what have you. But I'd walk in a shop and I'd see an expression from the owner, the person behind the counter's face, and their tone and what have you, and suss me out and... I haven't even opened my mouth yet, but they watch me, sort of think, racism is there. And look, all we need to do is together we can stamp it out, brother.
Yesterday I picked up my daughter, who's very beautiful, young Thai, she's 30 now, with my grandchildren, and I still got people still look with that judging eye.
Well, yeah, there's a white man picking up this little brown-skinned girl.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on here? You can see that look and I'm thinking, God, I'm sick of it. I do get sick of it. And that's nothing compared to living with it.
Yes.
If you like, I can observe it, but it's still there, yeah.
Well, congratulations on your play that's coming out. As in first play, you are an author. You've written this story. Now it's coming live via play. I is Maggie. All your local mob here in Cairns, all happening this Friday at the Boonjuba, the theatre there at Boonjuba in Abbott Street. What time does it kick off and what's the cost there, brother?
It kicks off at 6:30's opening night on Friday, where there'll be a welcome to country.
Lovely.
Which is a pretty special thing to get at Jute.
Yes.
And we're all the Thai people that are coming will be welcomed and all the visitors. And then I think it's 6:30 or 7:30. If you Google I is Maggie, it'll come up with the where you
the venue, the times,
the
and
times,
costumes.
And also to get tickets.
Yeah,
and I think the tickets are between $40 and $50.
Yep.
But it's well worth it. I think it's going to be. I haven't seen the final product. I've stayed away.
Yeah, good on you.
Because I've been so anxious.
Action or surprise.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to end up opening night or the Cairns psych ward, you know, for a while there. But
started with Afro, lost all that, eh, brother?
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it as much as anybody.
Dennis, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in and good luck with it all, my brother. And like I said, to all your deadly local mob out there, I is Maggie. It's worth checking out. And you can see the story unfold in regard to a brown-skinned woman moved into this country and how she succeeded above racism and still travels today because of that brown skin. And we as black people know all about that. So it is what it is. But here's another vehicle we're using regarding stamping out racism. I is Maggie. Happening this Friday. Dennis McIntosh, thank you very much. All the best, brother. Please
Look,
do keep in touch
me.
and we'll talk soon, eh?
Thanks very much, mate. All the best.
Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there. Dennis McIntosh, co-playwright of I is Maggie. So do check it out. And how we say, hi, my name is Trevor. Well, I'm Trevor. It's I is Maggie in regard to the broken English. And here we have a Thai woman operating in this country. And that then stems out to racism. So we just need to chuck racism out the door. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, different colours. Wild Waters here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Selwyn. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, that last speaker there, my brother, he talked something about an elephant in the room, or brother elephant in the room. And I want to say that somebody asked to say it, so I will. Brother Tracy Curo, right? She's from Ingham. She interviewed Pauline Hanselman, and Pauline made that famous little liner, please explain.
Please explain.
Xenophobia.
Yeah.
And it's 20-year thing that happened over in Bali, that bombing over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pauline was wearing a bag, Baker, in Parliament.
Yeah.
And she always having a go at the Muslim. And I think maybe Asia might have said something, I don't know who, but I feel like saying the F word, brother. Indonesia is the biggest bloody Muslim country that's close to Australia. And you know, people talk about white lives matter. The Bali Fire, with the Indonesian invasion, brother, there was five, I think they were white Australians, the journalists when they invaded East Timor.
Yeah.
And Well, the white fellows are white fellows. They never sort of, you know, protest and all these people that get on their IOs. They never said anything. And that's the same country. That's what they're doing over in West Syria now. Mm. And here, the England, America, and white Australia, the champion of the free world, they act there with a Solomon Island doing all they can because of what China going there. Sort of an old Melanesian country.
Mm.
And all the Melanesian people said, well, what are you doing about West Syrian, brother? And they're doing bugger on. And brother, on that last quarter there, he's a bit of a... He won't walk about, and he's a bit of a knockabout. Mm. And he's a raster, but he done shearing, brother.
Yeah.
And he's from the old school, I reckon. Mm.
Make him down to earth.
Yeah, and from people that are... You know, like... I haven't got a good grasp of English, and I often say, like me, myself too, I've talked missionary before, but I went back to school, but we say, I know you heard what you said, but I don't know what you mean. But that brother did that last call, and a lot of white fellows from that era, all they got to say this one word, and everybody would understand, Dubalaki.
Dubalaki.
Or you understand that, hey, brother.
Exactly.
You don't have to be intellectual about it. They Yeah, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
To Delhi. Thank you, Selvin. Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You mob to Delhi. Thank you very much for your time. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company. And like I said, it's a one-hour program. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, National Talk Black. And it's a tool that we use in regarding having yarns and talking about all different issues, black and white issues, good and bad issues, and Australia or not Australian issues, fantastic, and do delivering it. And big shout out to the BBM crew here, the staff here, management, board of directors, and the Delhi team here. A small little team, but I'd like to think do a fantastic job in everything we do regarding delivering Delhi messages to our mob here, Cairns and abroad. So thank you very much. Stay tuned to the news coming up here very soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.